Brigadier General Tad Clark, director of the Electromagnetic Spectrum Superiority Directorate at the U.S. Air Force, said sowing confusion among adversaries is being considered by the service as a viable winning strategy in the 21st century battlespace. Doing so would slow down adversaries' decision-making process as it prompts them to pause and reassess whether it is in their best interest to make a move, Clark explained at an Association of Old Crows symposium. The official noted that the strategy relies on having electromagnetic spectrum superiority, particularly in the area of non-kinetic capabilities, which could be key to preventing shooting wars, C4ISRNET reported Thursday. Using non-kinetic effects to decimate an enemy was an idea floated by Air Force Chief of Staff General Charles Brown during the Dubai International Air Chiefs Conference. Brown anticipates that non-kinetic warfare is the future, saying that, in some aspects, an electron is much cheaper than a very expensive missile. Clark's office, which was created in 2019, ensures that the Air Force is able to maintain its advantage in the electromagnetic spectrum and stay one step ahead of the strategic competition. Part of Clark's job is to make sure the service invests its limited funds wisely to further technology and capabilities that will position U.S. forces to compete in future battlefields. According to Clark, overlapping capabilities exist within cyberspace and the electromagnetic spectrum that the service can leverage to achieve desired non-kinetic effects.